These are the morning headlines for KGNU. I am Luis Licon. In the State of the Union address, President Biden reassured the nation and called on Congress to work together to finish rebuilding the economy and uniting the country. He highlighted job creation and bipartisanship in infrastructure and high-tech manufacturing jobs, and he also acknowledged the country's challenges, such as economic uncertainty and growing tensions with China. The president emphasized the importance of cooperation and unity to make progress. The speech was delivered in a highly partisan atmosphere, with Republicans shouting criticism and Democrats applauding the president. The president will embark on a 20-state tour with members of the cabinet to highlight economic progress in the first 2 years in office. The Colorado Department of Human Services has launched a sexual violence service project with $1.15 million in funding from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act stimulus funds. The project managed by the Domestic Violence Program will increase access to community-based crisis intervention and healing services for sexual violence survivors, including counseling, advocacy, and support. The project will begin on February 1st of 2023, and Coloradans can find local resources and support by visiting the website or calling the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Two residents in the Boulder area are suing the Boulder Valley School District with complaints of the new construction project of a modular home factory. KGNU's Benita Lee has more.
David Sue and Harold Cassidy are suing the Boulder City Council, the City of Boulder, and the Boulder Valley School District to stop the construction of a modular home factory on a nearby school district property. The factory is being built as part of a Boulder annexation agreement. The lawsuit claims manufacturing isn't allowed under the public zoning for the property. The lawsuit cites previous construction on the property as an example of the potential impacts on the area, including noise and traffic disruptions. The city and school district have agreed to limit the factory's operating hours to no more than 5 days a week, and the city will work with an acoustic engineer to measure potential noise impacts on the surrounding neighborhood. The city will also implement noise reduction recommendations and check in on operations in 1 year, with neighborhood outreach included. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
Boulder County crews respond to a shooting incident at Lafayette Gardens Mobile Home Park Tuesday afternoon. Lafayette police launched a search for the suspect described as a bald, light-skinned Hispanic man in either a white or gray sweatshirt. Schools in the area were placed on secure status just before pickup time, but were given the all clear later. Shelters in place orders were also sent out via the emergency alert system, including over to the KGNU airwaves. As of deadline this morning, police lifted those orders around 4 p.m. without a suspect in custody. The city of Lewis was sworn in two new council members last night. Barbara Hamilton and Dietrich Hoffner are now filling in the Ward 3 vacancies until November's election. Hamilton is a senior director of medical affairs and has lived in Lewisville for more than 6 years, while Hoffner is an attorney and has lived in Lewisville for 6 years, serving on the Planning Commission since 2018. Their seats became available after former Mayor Ashley Stolzman moved her current position as Boulder County Commissioner and resigned last month, and Councilmember Kyle Brown was named to fill a vacant seat in the state legislature. A Boulder man in his 40s has been sentenced to 30 months in federal prison for wire fraud in order to pay more than $500,000 in restitution after he was found guilty of taking money from pandemic relief funds. FBI investigators say Russell Bryant Lester falsely obtained funds from the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan and made false statements to the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment to collect pandemic and employment benefits. Prosecutors stated that Lester used some of the loan proceeds and non-eligible expenses and even extended high-interest loans to others. The City of Boulder is inviting high school students from the city to apply for its Youth Opportunities Internship Program, or YOP. The program promotes youth engagement and leadership and provides opportunities for students to gain experience in city government. Applications are open until filled for students entering their junior or senior years in high school in fall of 2023. Internship opportunities include positions like Equity Ambassador Team Intern, Homeless Services Intern, Park Planning and Design Intern. The six-week paid internship program will require students to work 20 hours a week from June through July of 2023. Interns will also attend career readiness sessions hosted by YOP staff to develop their professional skills. Today in Boulder, Denver, and Longmont, we're expecting high near 50 degrees today. And this morning, pack your sunglasses and your windbreaker for a sunny and breezy day. Tonight, there's going to be a high chance of snow flurries as temperatures drop to 20 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.